Homelessness is the same for Cumberland County, New Jersey, as it is in Camden and Philadelphia. WHYY News' Kenneth Burns looked at what is being done there to combat the problem as part of Young, Unhoused, and Unseen, our explanatory journalism project on youth homelessness across the region.
Cumberland County is an hour south of Philadelphia by car. It is a mostly rural county, which makes reaching those experiencing homelessness challenging. Harold Johnson is the county's business administrator.
In addition to that rural aspect, we have three fairly substantial urban areas, Bridgeton, Millville, and Vineland. It creates a unique problem.
The county has one shelter in Vineland, the Cumberland Family Shelter. It has 120 beds for now.
There's an addition being built that's going to add 32 beds for 8 intact families in a non-congregate shelter setting that's being constructed as we speak.
There are no other shelters in the county other than those for emergency situations like warming centers for cold nights and one for escaping domestic violence. People who are homeless in rural areas will likely have a tougher time getting to services they need compared to those who are already in the cities.
Cumberland doesn't have a great public transportation system.
That lack of easy transport proved a barrier for Lakshne Nelson, who experienced homelessness for a year before settling into her apartment in Millville recently.
I can't express my gratitude because this place came at the perfect timing.
Nelson is 24 and a mother of two sons. She just finished her second time experiencing homelessness, an apartment that she shared with her grandmother in Vineland.
But being that I didn't have a stable job, I couldn't afford to pay my half the rent.
Childcare issues caused her to leave her job at a fast food restaurant, but the lowest point came when a third child, her one-month-old son, died around the same time she had lost the apartment.
That took me in a dark place that I don't wish for nobody. I have no chance to heal properly. Like, I've been taking my anger out on the wrong people.
During that year, she slept where she could.
I was staying with a friend. And then before that, I was sleeping outside. I was sleeping at hospitals. I was sleeping, you know, I was in the shelters. I was just going from house to house to house.
Nelson says she only received 1 month of social assistance, but she was sick and tired of being sick and tired.
I was like crying myself to sleep. I'm like, why me? Why am I going through this? Everybody else that I know got their own place because the eviction is on my record. Bro, nobody leased to me.
She was able to get stable employment this past July at another fast food shop. Nelson only told a few people at work about her situation. She says they were supportive and celebrated when she was able to obtain housing. Nelson is seeking therapy to cope with the loss of her infant child. She is also hunting for a second job to better support her family. She's conflicted, though. She wants to spend as much possible time with her children and also has a goal of being a homeowner in her 30s. Nelson plans on going back to school to become a nurse. She says more shelters are needed in the county.
They need to put in shelters in Bridgeton, put in shelters in, you know, Millville, Violence, close, somewhere close. They just need to.
A lot is involved in addressing homelessness in a county like Cumberland.
We do work with a lot of different organizations that are out there trying to combat homelessness or doing the prevention of homelessness.
Jill Lombardo Melcori is executive director of the Rural Development Corporation, which runs the Cumberland Family Shelter.
We receive a lot of referrals from across the county, whether it's the hospital, mental health organization, the churches, the Vineland and Millville Police Department, the State Police Department.
They've even used giveaway bags as a means to get the word out about their shelter.
What we decided to do was we put soup in there, but we put a label on it that said, want 3 square meals a day? Call the Cumberland Family Shelter and the phone number. We put a pair of socks in there and put a label on it that said, you can be warm 24/7. Call the Cumberland Family Shelter.
The county is also working to improve transportation as well. Currently, the Cumberland Area Transit System, or CATS, can be accessed by reservation. A plan to provide a regular route to the Cumberland Family Shelter is in the works. Outside of transportation, Harold Johnson points to another problem. the state and federal government using funding formulas that favors more urban areas.
In a rural county like us, with the urban aspects we have, we get disproportionately less funding than other parts of the state that have a higher population and a higher income. And we would love to see those funding formulas changed to a per capita formula, which could significantly help us.
Officials in the county not only have to be a little more creative to combat homelessness, but they have to rely on their neighbors across the county and across the region. From the New Jersey Desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.